The Gemara says that the Hachamim put a tum'ah on Eretz Amim, which means anywhere outside of the borders of Eretz Israel, the Hachamim put a tum'ah. The people are found over there, there's a tum'ah midrabanan, just by being there. They call it tum'at Eretz Amim. So the question is, if a Kohen is living in Eretz Israel, let's say, he's born there, he lives there, is he allowed to travel to Chutz La'aretz? Because there's tum'ah there, the Hachamim put the tum'ah. And Harambam brings it down in the Halachot, as well as Shulchan Aruch, in Yorei De'ah Siman Shin Samech Tet, that there is tum'ah, there is Amim. So the question is, can a Kohen go? Well, the first question is Maran talking Bizman Hazeh? Maybe when Maran said this tum'ah in Eretz Amim, it meant in the olden days when Eretz Yisrael was Betahara, when there was Para Aduma, when Israel was better. But today, maybe Israel is not any better because there's tum'ah there as well. They're not careful on the tum'ah Betahara. They can't be careful. There's no Para Aduma. So maybe Maran wasn't talking Bizman Hazeh. That's really the opinion of the Taz. That's the opinion of the Bah. The Maran is not talking Bizman Hazeh. But the Hatam Sofer F on the Taz and the Bah. Hatam Sofer says, Maran doesn't write halakhot for Mashiach. Shulchan Aruch writes halakhot that are pertinent for today. Why would he write a halakha that's talking about ancient history? If he wrote it, it's Afilu Bizman Hazeh. And there are many poskim, like the Hatam Sofer, as I said, that hold that Maran is talking Afilu Bizman Hazeh. And therefore they hold that a Kohen can only leave Eretz Israel L'tzorech mitzvah. What is tzorech mitzvah? He wants to get married. Even if he's an older person and he's not getting married to have children, but the pasuk says, Lo tov yot adam levado, just for companionship, that's considered enough tzorech mitzvah. Or he wants to come to yeshiva to study Torah. Or let's say there's doha kaparnasa. We cannot make a living in Eretz Israel, so he's allowed to go. Or if he's going, let's say, because he has a court case to save money, there's hefsed, they're bringing him to court, and if he doesn't show up, he's going to lose money. Or he's going to make mitzvot kibud avim, or he's going to be menachem avel. These mitzvot allow him to go out. But stam, just to leave Eretz Israel for a tiyul or a vacation, it's not pashut. We don't want to say halakha that it's asur, but it's definitely a she'ela, and there's enough poskim that will say that bizman hazeh, he should not go out. Rabbi Pinchasi's son, actually in the Sefer Mamlechet Kohanim, on page Reshkaf Aleph, he writes in the halakha, v'im en sorech mitzvah en hakel. So he came out en hakel, and he claims that that's his father's opinion as well. The question then would be, what about Kohanim that live in Chutz La'aretz? They're here already, they're living here. Do they have to get up and move to Eretz Israel? So he's posek over here from different poskim that since they're here already and they have businesses over here and they're making the parnasa, he says, Enu hayav la'alot le'Eretz Israel. However, he does bring down on the bottom from Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach Alav Shalom, V'sarik ayun, im kohen ben chutz la'aretz, yesh hayuv lehizdarez v'latzet misham im efshar. If he's able to go, Rav Shlomo Zalman was mesupak, that maybe a Kohen, if he has a chance to get up and go to Eretz Israel, he's set up, he has his parnasa, he doesn't need any more money, maybe he should go. This only, again, underscores to us that how living in Chutz La'aretz, there's ramifications. We say, oh, we live in a country, we're free and all that, but there is definitely Tum'at Eretz Amim, and therefore, it shows us again how important it is, especially for Kohanim, that every question, the Gabet Tum'at B'Tahara, has to be analyzed correctly.